question about tonight's show. What are your impressions about Łódź, about our audience?
At first I have to apologize for my voice. I thought I caught myself a cold fighting it with Polish vodka, which kind of works, but you know, it should be better tomorrow. So, yeah, as I said, it's our fifth tour in Poland and the first time we played in Łódź. So it was really good coming here, and was good fun playing here. Nice crowd, very concentrated, I think, and very on their very own way, very into it.
Despite all those atmospheric arrangements and the electronics, I think that the essence, the substance of Tarwater, at least your recent works, is just good songwriting. So I would put it that way. What makes a good song, in your opinion? What's the basis of a good song?
That's a very delicate question. But because you're totally right, I think Tarwater is very much about songs from the very start, even if we do experiments with sounds and so on and doing atmospheric things, at least there should be something that is catchy and is touching you. And I think that is what a good song is all about. So when you're working on something, sometimes we just work on something and then we go like, no, this doesn't lead to something. So we stop, because in the end there should be something touchy and yeah, something that just grabs your heart. I think that's what a song is about. Sounds simple, but I think it's as simple as that. Yeah.
Yeah, the beauty of simplicity.
The beauty of simplicity, right? But on the other hand, you know, we don't write songs in a classical way. We don't write songs on instruments. It's we meet in the studio, then we start with like soundscapes and stuff, or we have a little loop or a little sketch of something, and then from there on it develops.
Okay, when I close my eyes, I imagine a band with four guys, and have you ever think about extend your squad to drummer and bassist and guitarist? And
we are two people developing and composing everything in the studio, and then a lot of electronic acts hire musicians when they go on tour to give it a more live appeal to the show. But from the very start we thought, okay, it doesn't feel right, you know, for us. It's just two guys, we are making the music, so in the end, even if it's not very glamorous, at least they are like two persons on stage doing what they're doing, you know. We basically have sort of the same equipment that we use in the studio, so that's how we do it. You know, we were working live with musicians from time to time, like musicians from Africa. We did, for the last record, we were working with Niklas Adu, who was part of the Fela Kuti band, and he was on stage. From time to time we work with other people, but going on tour, you know, it's just the two of us.
Communication is better when only two people is playing.
Yeah, if the two people get along good together, it's perfect, which we do. There's always this telepathic thing about the both of us. You know, we don't talk about music very much. We never argue about music. When we work in the studio, it's just like nobody has to say a word. We don't, you know, we don't talk very much about or discussing certain sounds or decisions that has to be made. It's very intuitive and very playful, actually.